Chapter 34, Capernaum. We were telling you about the city of Nazareth, and you will remember that when Jesus preached to the people, they led him out to throw him over the hill, but he went away through the midst of them, and they could not do him any harm. Then he went to another city on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, which was called Capernaum. And there he dwelt for a time and did many wonderful works. He went into the synagogue and taught them on the Sabbath days. There was a man there who had an evil spirit which cried out with a loud voice, "What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God." So you see, the devils knew who Jesus was, although many of the Jews did not. But Jesus commanded the evil spirit to come out of the man, and he had to obey, while the people were amazed and wondered at the mighty power which he had, even over the devils. At another time, when Jesus came into Capernaum, there was a centurion who came to him. This was a Roman officer who was in charge of 100 soldiers, and so he was called a centurion. He told the Lord Jesus that he had a servant at home who was very sick and tormented with the palsy, and Jesus kindly said, "I will come and heal him." But this troubled the good man, because he felt he was not worthy that Jesus should come into his house. And he said, "Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed." You see, he believed that there was such power in the words of the Lord Jesus, that if he only was to speak the word, the servant would be healed without Jesus going to him. The officer said, "I have soldiers under me, and if I tell one to go, he will go and do what I want. And if I tell another to come, he will come and do what I command him." He had this power over his soldiers, and he had only to speak the word, and they would do what they were asked. So he believed that if Jesus spoke the word, the disease would have to obey him, and the servant would be healed. What wonderful faith the centurion had! And Jesus said he had not found so great faith among all the Jews as there was in this Roman Gentile. Then Jesus spoke the word and commanded that the servant should be healed. And when the centurion reached home, he found his servant had been made better just at the time that Jesus spoke. How true it is that the Lord Jesus still has the same power, not only to heal the body, but also the soul, and when he speaks, the thing is done. He has power on earth to forgive sins and to save his people from their sins, for that was why his name was called Jesus. May you be taught by the Holy Spirit what an evil disease of sin you have within, and be led to cry to the Lord to save you from it, and to grant you that true repentance and forgiveness which he has to give to them that seek him. We are told of another wonderful work which the Lord did in Capernaum. There came a nobleman to him and asked him to come and heal his son, who was so sick that they thought he would die. Jesus tested the man by telling him that he would not believe unless he was shown some wonderful signs. But the poor man was in such distress, and so really wanted Jesus to come and heal his son, that he said to Jesus, "Sir, come down, ere my child die." Then Jesus said to him, "Go thy way, thy son liveth." And the nobleman believed, and when he reached home, he found his son was well again. So you see some of the wonderful works which Jesus did in Capernaum, and he preached to them the gospel also. But most of the people did not receive him, nor believe in him, although he did these things amongst them. It was because of this that he told them it would be better for Sodom in the day of judgment than for them. For although Sodom was destroyed by fire, they had not seen the wonderful works which the people of Capernaum had seen. They had not heard the gospel preached to them as Capernaum had done. This shows us how solemn it is to have the privilege of hearing the gospel and of seeing the works of the Lord, and yet to go on in unbelief and hardness of heart. May you be given grace to attend to the word of God and to his ministers as they labor in their preaching, so that it may be made a word of salvation to your souls. These are the texts. You can read of the works of Jesus in Capernaum in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8, and of his warnings against the people in chapter 11. Other accounts of the miracles done in this city you will find in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, and the Gospel of John, chapter 4.